This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Resource Center. I'm Angeline Tay. Anytime Fitness has about 3,000 gyms and 2.7 million members worldwide. Most recently, the company expanded to Belgium, Sweden, Italy, and China. The Coed Fitness chain will also open facilities in Colombia, Panama, Saudi Arabia, and Bahrain, with hopes of opening more facilities in Europe, South Africa, and South Korea. To learn more about their franchising model today, we have the Anytime Fitness Asia's master franchisee.
Hi, my name is Maurice Levine. I'm the master franchise for Anytime Fitness in Asia. I get no sleep. What I do is I fly around all of Asia, helping franchisees profit and helping people get well. So I have a very important a very honorable role here, and try not to bump into furniture.
And I think, like, looking at the Asian region, the first one was opened in Singapore in 2013.
Correct. In October of 2013, we opened up our gyms are primarily in community areas within walking distance of where people live. So we opened up our first gym in a little old place called Woodlands, which is on just the border of Malaysia and Singapore. Everyone said, you know, Maurice, in order to make money in the gym industry in Singapore, you got to run, not walk to Orchard Road. And I said, well, that's not our model. So we'll open up where our model permits. And our model permits, and what we stand for is convenience. So convenience trumps everything. Well, I shouldn't say trump. Beats everything in the gym industry. And by that, we opened up in a community center. We opened up on 200 members, which is really great. We showed them the gym and showed them how to get well. Fast forward to today, we have over 800 members in that gym. I was so happy. Fast forward further, we have over 120 gyms sold throughout Asia. So that's, we're the fastest growing SME in Asia and the number one franchise in Asia as well.
Very proud.
Very happy.
Yeah, but it seems like...
I'm very tired.
The thing is, it's a really quick growth. Like you say, the fastest growing SMEs within the region. Yeah. What was the key strategy that allowed, you know, Anytime Fitness to grow so quickly?
Wellness. Here's the amazing thing.
Marketing, maybe.
No, just wellness. We are going into areas. People are already... There's a demand. People are already aware of the importance of lifestyle changes and fitness. And when you look at the areas that we're in, and you look at as a market group, as an example, let me be really specific. What percentage of Malaysians would you say today have a gym membership? Just take a guess.
20%?
Good. So most people would say 20, 25%. That's about, you know, that's about what everyone's going to say. So you're not embarrassed. Don't worry. But the answer is 0.8%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
that
crazy.
Explains.
You know, so I'm not worried about quote unquote competition. I want people to act, feel, and think differently about being a member in the gym. So I'm going to talk to the 99% of people in community areas that, you know, the aunties, the uncles, the people who are not running up mountains and, you know, running marathons. And if they are, they can still join us. But there are so many people in these community areas that were largely never being spoken to by these big box gyms. So Anytime Fitness sets up in a community area. We have an intimate sizing, only about 4,000 or 5,000 square feet. So 400 square meters, 500 square meters on average. And then what we do is we maintain a beautiful environment and we get to know our members, their goals. And then we do more because most people either have no time or they're rushing around and they're, you know, they're just, it's not convenient. So we're open 24 hours, 7 days a week. So now out there, you listeners, you have no excuse. So you got to come to an Anytime Fitness gym because we never close. So that's one of the key pillars is just removing the barriers to a healthier lifestyle and talking to people about their wellness goals.
Okay, so I think looking in the sense where there is demand already. people are looking for a place to work out.
Smart.
So, and then, like you say, it's intimate space, 4,000 square feet, which means, I guess, the cost of operation is lower.
Yeah. So what? So here's the thing. I have a little secret.
Yes.
There, what kills the profitability of gyms are two things. So, these big box gyms have very large footprints. I mean, ours is, 4,000 square feet. Some of the big box gyms have 40,000 square feet, right? So already you're paying more rent. And ergo, with a larger footprint, you have larger staffing numbers. So the two things that are going to kill the profitability is large footprint gyms with high rents and large staffing. Anytime Fitness has, on average, one club manager and a couple of personal trainers. Mm. That's it.
And knowing that it's 24 hours, but we have Anytime Fitness downstairs, there's nobody in it after 9.
Well, there's no staffing, but there are members because we're open. Interestingly, around 20, this is crazy statistics, and I looked them up before I came here, so I look like I'm educated. about 20% of our audience are working out after 10 p.m. in Malaysia. So interesting, right? I mean, all of these people who would otherwise not have gotten to the gym on time, who would have had the rush to get in, are now going, well, I have the freedom. But also, here's another great opportunity for those that are members and franchisees at Anytime Fitness. One key will open up every door to every gym in Malaysia for Anytime Fitness. So if you are a member of one gym, if you're a member in Puchong and you work in Solaris, so you live in Puchong, you work in Solaris, Oasis, wherever in that area, that same key will open up those doors. And also, that very key will open up the door to every gym in Singapore and every gym of our 3,500 gyms around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever you find yourself, wherever you travel, 24-hour Anytime Fitness gyms everywhere, peppered everywhere in 28 or so countries. That's convenient. Now, and that's very unique.
Yeah, I mean, coming back again to profitability of the business, low operating costs.
Yeah.
What else is in there? You know, why would anybody get this franchise? You know, what are they? Yeah, how do you sell it to them?
I don't. They come to me, so I don't have to sell too hard. But what I explain is that we're here to help people get well. So if they're purely here to have a choice of investing in real estate, which I don't know that I would do, versus Anytime Fitness, which is a liquid business, which I would do, which I have done, then I would say, firstly, you're in it for the right reasons. So you are rightly so looking to make money. No crime in that. We want to all make money. But the second thing is, what about the return on the emotional investment? What about helping people get well, directly and indirectly? You know, you look at these big box gyms too, and regularly what they're doing is they're chasing wallets. They're not chasing goals. So we literally sit down with the member. We give them an orientation on how the gym operates and so on. And then we welcome them by their name every day they come in. And we train the franchisee who has... We only have one franchisee who's had any gym experience whatsoever. He's based in Taiwan. He has 12 gyms, actually. Most of our gym operators have multiple gyms. We train them on everything. We have housewives, pilots, architects, lawyers, doctors who find this as a great lifestyle choice for them, who don't necessarily hang up their shingle. They don't give up their practice, but they see this as an investment opportunity and a way to get people well. And so we give them as a franchise, and we are the number one global franchise in the world, beating the Icons as ranked by Entrepreneur Magazine in 2015 and now recently in 2016. That says a lot because we have systems and operational excellence and performance matrix and training and coaching and in-gym, out-of-gym, everywhere to help the franchisee do very, very well. And that's what makes them money.
Yeah, and I heard that it takes 3 months to break even.
Well, it depends on a lot of things. But, you know, we have an operational – I'll give you a story. So we had a gym recently open up here in Malaysia that reached operational break even before its doors opened, which is unprecedented in the gym industry. We have a formula to manage the profitability of the gym. And as long as you stick to the business model, you will win and you will make money.
What's the business model?
Okay. So first of all, it's finding the right rental. And we have a real estate team that supports that effort. It doesn't mean that you have to be on the ground floor. It doesn't mean that you have to have a showcase location, et cetera, et cetera. It just has to fit within a distance of around 50,000 people, a population, a demographic that have disposable income and so on. If there is a competitor gym, quote unquote, a competitor gym across the road, it matters not. We'll still open up there. Because we're not that we're brave, but we are, but we're also understanding that, again, 99% of the public aren't gym members. So we're going to find the right audience. So number one is the location. The next, obviously, is the size. And to keep the fit out comfortably affordable. So we don't, we try as best as we can to provide the right vendors. So our fit out contractors have been doing business with us for a while, and they understand how to work with us. We have a lot of work that we do with them to ensure that they do a great job. And then they follow the model, they get trained, and that's the key. Just keeping on the training, the personable staff with a well-met member who says, come in and welcome to my gym. You live across the street. You haven't had very much gym experience. Let me show you how to use the equipment. Let me give you a 5-day free pass. Come on in and we'll help you. We'll work with you.
No, because I read that lease negotiations is one of the key things that, you know, Anytime Fitness work on, because I think the major cost would be the rental of the space. So, you know, any tricks on when it comes to negotiating for the lease,
yeah,
the location?
We're pretty good at it. I mean, you know, this is not our first rodeo. So we have a lot. That's one of the better parts about being a franchise, is because you have lease negotiations that you do every day with all sorts of landlords that have sometimes they're self-oriented. Sorry, landlords. We love you. Sometimes they're wanting to get more than their share. Sometimes not. But we have a guide for the franchisees so that they, again, follow us very clearly. We also help them negotiate the lease. We're what you call in the real estate game a mini anchor tenant. So they come and they offer us locations, and then we choose their locations if it's right for us, if it ticks the boxes. And if so, we are such a strong brand.
Up next, we digress with Maurice Levine, Anytime Fitness Asia's master franchisee. So stay with us. This is Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Build fortunes modestly. BFM 89.9.
Hello, you're still tuned into Resource Center. I'm Angeline Tay, together with Maurice Levine, Anytime Fitness, Asia's master franchisee. And here's Maurice taking over the conversation.
Here's something that's really exciting. Can I digress?
Sure.
You haven't asked me this question, but I'm going to answer a question that you haven't asked.
Okay, why is it?
So here's another quiz. What percentage of businesses will close in their first year?
80%.
Just guess. 80%. Yeah, you keep on going high, which is fine. So you can keep on doing that. But perception, I'll just say perception is reality. So a lot of people feel it's 80%. Some say it's more like 50%. Okay, so statistically, it'll probably be around 50%, hovering a little bit more than that. Let's digress. We've had none of our franchisees, bar one, has been in the gym space before. Over 100 locations throughout Asia. How many defaulting gyms do you think we've had? So you said 50% was 70%, so I'll just say 50%, more like it. What percentage?
Maybe 15.
15, okay. We've had 0% default rate. This is unprecedented in the gym industry and unprecedented as a business.
Okay.
Why that is because of the operationalizing and systemizing of gyms in the region and leveraging off of huge infrastructure. People often think that when they look at a gym, well, it's just a gym, right? It's like the tip of the iceberg. You see the iceberg at its peak, but under the waterline, there's so much operating that business. And the collective experience that we've had and the operations that we've had across so many years, across so many countries, across so many franchisees, we're the largest gym business in the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those things combined make it more comfortable for you to achieve your financial aims. Mm-hmm. Let's put it that way.
Oh, okay, let's go back into running this as a business and you, the master franchisee in Asia. What are the strategies? I know you were sold that this business works well for you, but looking at other businesses that are struggling, like you said, about 50% businesses yeah. struggle or may close.
Some would say more, but I'll just go 50% to make it easy for
some
us.
Some like me. What are these key things that people are missing out? Is it the systems? Is it the procedures? You know, any examples you can draw from Anytime Fitness that apply to other businesses?
You know, it's the value of a franchise system. You think about it, and you look at the costs, the infrastructure costs involved with, and the mistakes that people make over and over and over again. I see, as an example, and I hate to say it, but I see the big box gym model, and maybe it's controversial, but whatever, as somewhat antiquated. These big, salubrious surround gyms in prestige malls with big glass domes and a testament to the ego of the owner. Wow. So we make more net profit than a lot of these big box gyms, and we make it quicker. So a lot of the things that we do is leverage off of existing technologies that we create and add to. Just our IT team alone, I would say, spends millions and millions of dollars US every year with a team of, I'm going to say, around 40 or 50 experts. I looked at the org chart the other day, and I lost track of the number of people that are hired there. But all doing nothing other than making the software that drives our gym business, our global access and reciprocity, that access control system that we have, the membership global reach, marketing, PR. I mean, our VP of marketing launched Google in Asia. You know, you probably, as a new operator to a new business, not going to attract her. So you say, I make money. I do make money, but I make money because my franchisees make money, where we have an interdependent relationship and we're all linked. My job also as a business consultant, as a support person, and gee, I'm so expensive, is to consult to my franchisees on a regular basis, as we all do. We literally show up in their gym and we hold their hand. We coach them on what to do well and what they're not doing well. And we talk about continuous and never-ending improvements.
What are the common challenges or common mistakes that's been done?
Okay. You spoke earlier about leases. People have gotten very badly hurt by entering into a very poor lease agreement with landlords. Very, very badly hurt. That's the first thing. That's how it starts.
Right.
Unfortunately, in Asia, we are the first, not fortunately for us, unfortunately for you as a new gym operator, let's say, if you want to open up BFM gyms, you would probably have to go and negotiate with an equipment provider. Unfortunately, they would not give you a lease. Now, you don't want to pay that fee, that figure up front. What you want to do is you want to amortize that, depreciate it over, say, 3 to 4 to 5 years. So often again, where Anytime Fitness has finance, often again, someone's coming into the business who has no experience, will just flat out buy the equipment. Bad financial move. They also will probably not know what equipment to buy. So that's another thing. I mean, our gym experts here, we're gurus in what we do. So we know what equipment to buy and what not to buy. We know who to buy from and who not to buy from. So a lot of gym owners might buy the cheapest stuff. Bad move, man. Just bad move. Don't do it. Stop right there. Because the challenge of bad equipment or equipment that falls apart is that your members will pay the price and they will leave in droves. The next thing is many banks simply won't give you a payment terminal anyway. We have a facility with our banking partners where we aggregate all of our money throughout all of Asia so that we have strong relationships with banks. That's very important so we can provide a lot of facilities for our franchisees. But beyond all of these things, it's the learning and development side that I think you would be missing if you were not a franchisee. To walk into a gym and think that you know it and start operating from scratch mm-hmm. without having that background or infrastructure or the bevy of people that can support you, that's dangerous. And we're not going to break the bank of the we don't even charge a royalty. We just charge a monthly flat fee. So we try not to make it onerous on the franchisee. Like stack them high. So we're a low margin, high volume franchise business. you know. So we don't charge a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Here's another interesting point. I'm just going to keep on giving you interesting points, whether sure. you ask for them or not. This is not a question, but this is a statement. Over 60% of our franchisees will buy multiple gyms. I just came from Hong Kong. I fly. People ask me where I live. I say on Cathay Pacific. I pay my rent to Cathay Pacific. Sorry, Malaysia Airlines. 100% of our franchisees in Hong Kong have subsequently bought their next gym. These are people who, again, just see a value in helping people and are making money and then buying more and more and more gyms. That's our model. Mm-hmm. I personally have 6 gyms. Guess what?
What?
Okay. Before I started at Anytime Fitness, I have a confession. I had 0 gym experience. I mean, I worked out. I hurt my knees, though. I'm not very strong. I'm very old. But I had no gym experience.
So wait,
whatsoever.
Then what led you to become the master franchisee in Asia for right. Anytime Fitness? We're leading to that anyway, right?
Oh, okay, I don't see the questions. Okay. You're just asking
so
me.
So wait, there's an interview with John Phillips where he mentioned that you have structured Asia where it's different from any other part of the world when it comes to franchising. How different is it? How did you do it in just Asia alone?
You have to pay me a lot of money for that answer. Okay, I'll give it to you away for free. No one person can operate so many regions by themselves without strong support and partnerships. So the challenge with many master franchise businesses, as an example, is you'll have a master franchise for Thailand. He or she will be very strong, but they'll be different to the master franchise from Malaysia. He or she will be very strong independently, of course, and then we'll have a different franchise master for Singapore, and so it goes. That's a very challenging system when you want to operationalize excellence and compliance across so many different countries, and you have the very same model across so many different countries. So I worked hard with a number – it wasn't by myself. I worked hard with a number of stakeholders from Anytime Fitness in the U.S., and we came up with a point-to-multipoint management system where – I, as the master franchise, have partners in every country. So I have Dr. Ali here in Malaysia. He is a well-connected fellow who has the right contacts that helps me and understands the market because he lives here, knows the market far more than I. And I'm just trying to fly in and fly out and not pump into furniture. So too do we have a regional agent partner, they're called, who do sales and support in Philippines. They're a very well-connected family there, and they are very supportive, and they believe in what we're doing. We have over 50 gyms in Philippines. I mean, wow, he's done so well in such a short space of time. You know, you need strong Guanxi in China. You need strong connections in China. So, again, you know, I find the right partners in China and on. So we created a system where, as the master franchise, I have shared support services across all of the countries, hiring the operational experts that will help support in-country sub-master franchise operations where I have companies set up in every single country and working in partnership with my regional agents, my sales and support people who enjoy a partnership equal to mine. That is very different, and that allowed us to grow as fast as we have grown. We are now the number one franchise in Asia as well as we are globally, and we did that in under 2 years. We're also so proud that we're the People's Choice Award winner in 2015. So we've got to be doing something right.
Okay. And you said earlier you have no gym background. So how did you learn all of this?
I guessed. I'm kidding. I didn't guess. What I did was I did what everyone else in the franchise industry does, what all of our gym owners do, and what anyone else would do is they would learn from the franchise. I'm a franchisee as I am an owner of the master franchise for Asia. So I went to the U.S. and I said, teach me good. And they said, that's very poor English, Maurice. I said, okay, I want to learn. And then they taught me over time how the business works, and I never stop learning. Hey, I got a confession. I have made mistakes.
And what are those?
I can't tell you. No, they're very short. Very short list. I'm going to just pass on that.
Come on.
Okay. Well, I flew Cathay
mistakes.
Pacific instead of Malaysian Airlines. How's that? sometimes I'll tell you. Let me tell you how I've made a mistake. And this is not, you know, I'm proud to say it. I haven't made many, but I've made a mistake. Some of my mistakes have been finding the wrong franchisees, honestly. In the beginning, I didn't know how to assess a franchisee in Asia. So people came across and they said, I really want to do this. And just by that alone, obviously they had a bank balance, right? So in Malaysia, the average investment will be 1.2 to 1.5 million ringgit, right? That's all up. That includes their franchise fee and everything else. Some people come to me and they go, hey, man, I got a big wallet. I can do this. And I went, well, they seem a nice person. What a lovely dinner. Okay, I'm going to anoint you. And then over time, we looked at the franchisees that we've had on board. And we've said, maybe they're not in it for the right reasons. Or maybe they're disengaged, disenfranchised, who knows. or maybe they're not connected enough and they just travel too much and they don't really look after their gym, who knows. And so we've had to move some of those franchisees out or help them or literally even take over their gym. We have that model too where we can operate someone's gym for them. So if I'm going to be honest, I'm going to say the mistake was taking on franchisees that I didn't know enough about. And now I don't do that.
So what are your plans in the next year?
We're going to continue to grow at an amazing rate. We're going to be the number one. You quote me on this, okay? Fast forward to August 2017. Could I come back in August 2017?
Sure.
Okay. So when I see you 1 year from today, I will be even older. And we will be the number one gym business in Malaysia. We will also be the number one gym business in pretty much every country that we open up in Asia, including mainland China, which is an exciting market for us as well. So we want to grow. We want to proliferate. We want to help people. We want to change government policy, crazy as it sounds. We want to change lifestyles. We want to advocate fitness and wellness. There's so many things to do, so little time. I want to literally change the landscape of the insurance industry. You know, wow, there's just so much to do. So it's not just it's beyond just, not just, because importantly, opening up gyms. It's a platform. And so we're here to help a movement.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
I've been speaking to Maurice Levine, Anytime Fitness Asia's master franchisee, and you've been listening to Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.